You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Oh my God, we're live!
Okay, maybe not shout into it. And Comrade Tom...
Yeah, I will talk extra soft.
Oh my God, you can shout it. You can shout it.
I can shout.
You can shout.
Shout it from the rooftops. The
Lord.
Oh, that was so cool. Yes.
That we opened up with a new version of Natural Blues by Moby featuring Jacob Lusk at Coachella. That was a little pirated version that I recorded from the internet. And I don't know if you saw the video. Did I send you the video, Tom?
I don't believe you did. Jacob, sent me the Star Trek thing.
Jacob Lusk. Oh my God. Just came out in this gorgeous matching, like, I don't even know what, like, it wasn't a peach. It was a deep, like a certain, not a cerise.
Chartreuse.
Like a chartreuse and peach shirt, pants, and robe.
Okay.
A robe. And I was just like, I literally was like, I gasped. And I was like, beautiful.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Okay. Uh-huh. Him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He was on like season 10 of American Idol way back in the day.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway.
Well, good for him.
Queer as the day is long and just rocking it. Like, was one of the breakout things at Coachella, aside from Sabrina Carpenter being a white lady. But, you know.
White lady's got a white lady.
That's what they
gotta
white do.
White lady got a white lady in. Mm-hmm. Good job, Jacob Lusk.
Yes, well done.
I don't know if I like the blonde highlights, but you know.
Oh, that's that was not from Coachella.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Whoa.
But good job on your voice.
Wow.
Hey, I'm looking, you know.
What's going on
sometimes
with
you, Malcolm? Sometimes it's choices. Mm-hmm. What is going on with me? Well, it's kind of crazy how fast this school year has been going as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. I mean, I can't believe it's already quarter four. Shout out to St. Paul Public Schools and Gordon Parks High School. But also what's been going crazy right now in my life is improv.
Improv.
A reminder, I do murder mystery improv.
Yes, and.
The Murder Mystery Company, American Immersion Theater.
Yes, and.
But it's just been going crazy. So the big news, though, is that I'm doing my first solo show.
Oh, my.
I know, by myself. It's going to be a quinceanera, a bunch of teenagers who are theater nerds. So this is going to be fun.
Gay.
Yes, gay, well, yes, gay, most, like, I think probably all of them.
It's a gay
quinceanera. I mean,
quinceanera.
They said it was like a gay quinceanera, and they have talking parrots.
Isn't
That's
it
right?
Isn't it wonderful to be living in the future?
This is going to be so isn't much fun. I'm just looking forward to it. So I'm excited and nervous at the same time. But in all honesty, that's just been going really, really well. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well done.
That's mostly it. I mean, yeah, we spring break passed, but again, it's just rocking and rolling in school and just trying to get this admin certification. So that's about it, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. How about you, Tom? What's going on with you?
I mean, I am also in school, but not in elementary or grade school.
You're not teaching. You're being taught.
I'm being taught. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It took the whole year. It took the whole damn year for me to be like, Tom, you're a student. You're not supposed to teach the class.
Look, there are moments where they are kind of bad. And I'm like, I know more than you in this particular
wow.
area. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It kind of reminds me of when I did jury duty, and it was a case where a guy was wearing lace panties and whatnot in the woods and showing his whoop. So there were, you know, evidence stuff, and there were, you know, cock rings and stuff. So, yes.
You were like, I know what that is.
Yeah, I know. And in a jury, they were just like, what are these things? They were just accoutrements, and I had to explain to them what they were.
Wow.
So that I was like, I think that was the reason why the attorneys were like, we need him.
We need
a gay. He's the expert gay. So there you go. I just had to explain it to them. They were like, oh, so yeah, they were accoutrements.
Yeah.
Penis rings.
Penis rings.
Penis.
Okay.
Yes. So my last synchronous class.
You do know that's a bird as
yesterday.
Well. So anyway, what?
My last synchronous class was yesterday. So I just have homework left to do. And the final assessment. As to whether I get to go on to next year or not, or have to like do a do over,
repeat.
Wait, that's your.
You have to repeat the grade.
That's your final assessment.
Yeah, before I can like take before everything starts counting towards the board certification.
Year two is when it's real.
When it gets real, yeah. Because they'll do group coaching. There'll be like 60 hours of coaching.
Oh, cool.
Throughout the two semesters. Group coaching.
That doesn't seem bad
and
at
then
all.
I'll do an internship, which is like 10 hours a week.
Which cool.
sounds alarming, as well as having a full time job. But
alarming.
I know you can do it. We are rooting for you, Tom.
Okay, Tara, thanks.
I mean, somebody has to be. Whoa. Anyway, I had to go there.
I encourage Tom.
No, you don't.
I encourage Tom.
Alfred, you encourage
Tom. Thank you for speaking the truth.
Alfred, you encourage Tom to get headaches.
I encourage Tom on a spiritual level.
The spirit of death.
You do distance Reiki for me.
Two words.
Correct.
Oh, that's great. Two words, Grim Reaper.
Look, you're not wrong.
Look, he wants my land in my house.
No, I want my land back. Let's be clear about that. It's my land. You just pay the bank for it.
Okay, Alfred, what's going on with you, though?
What isn't going on with me?
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Lord, I peopled hard today, which is why I was like, Tom, I need you to not leave me breadcrumbs. I just need you to tell me what you mean. That's all. I don't have the brain power to try and figure out what coded message you're trying to send me. But no, it's that time of season. Is that time of year? It really is. It's like spring, so everyone's like, let's do something today. Let's do something for the next weekend, every weekend. I'm like, okay. Right. Yeah.
Buckle up, baby.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll be there.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
It's gonna be fine. I'm happy to be included. I'm grateful and happy to be included. I'm grateful and happy to be included. I'll say that one more time in case it doesn't compute for you, Malcolm.
Oh no, it doesn't
I'm
at
grateful
all.
Grateful and happy to be included.
My brain is actually trying to work right now after that statement from you.
Oh, I know.
It's like, is he for real?
I am. I just am prickly about not getting my me time. That's all.
Okay.
Two things can be true at the same time. Two truths can be true at the same time.
I hope so.
But no,
tell that to Trump.
DFL, right? The DFL, speaking of politics, the DFL season, convention season is afoot, and it has been. So I've managed to wrangle myself as an alternate to the state convention and the CD5 convention.
Oh, cool.
Congressional District 5, which is where Representative Ilhan Omar represents. So,
ooh. Is that what you're doing this weekend?
No, they're in May. They're both in May.
Oh, okay.
I was like, please don't do that to me. I made plans this weekend.
I want a life.
Don't scare me.
Oh,
scare
what
me
a
like
life
that.
You made plans, yes, actually. Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that, and we're going to see. I'm supporting Peggy Flanagan for U.S. Senate, so we're going to the state convention, and I'm supporting Ilhan Omar for re-election. She's facing a primary challenge from unserious people, as Kamala Harris would say. So,
unserious people. So Don Samuels isn't in the running, right?
No,
I hope not. Come on,
no, not,
can he get a hint?
Not that unserious. Latoya Reeves.
Yeah. I get her text. I'm like, who are you?
Uh-huh.
Why are you doing this?
She's a party insider, and I like. It's fine. It's whatever. You gotta work how you gotta work this angle. But I was like, I ain't broke. Don't fix it. You know.
But a lot of people claim that it is broken.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who they are. The other side. I mean, but anyway.
All I can say is if anyone else had been representing us in Congress during Operation Metro Surge, I guarantee you there would have been so many like conciliatory like, oh, we're gonna please everybody just remain calm.
Oh, facts. No, I agree. 100%. I agree 100%.
This is why I support Ilhan Omar. She's like, nope. We are resisting. We are resisting this fascist takeover.
Yes.
I'm like, thank you. Thank you for being a leader.
Thank you for just being a human.
This is a reminder that the opinions expressed on the show are the opinions of those holding them and not Representative KFAI and their board of directors. But they should be.
Oh.
Anyway. So that's what's going on with me. Trying to buy a house, on that journey.
That's right.
How is that
you
coming
have
along?
A whole plan now.
I know. How is that coming along?
We have a whole plan.
You have a plan?
Yes, there's a whole plan.
Oh.
There's a program that I'd never heard about. It's like called like HUD 164 or something like that. You would never know it. And you're like, okay. And my friend Amy's sister does mortgages, and she's just like, oh, we can do this, and I have a place for you to go, and we can work on your debt, and we can get your credit score up and you can get you qualified and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, great. Wonderful. This is great. And it's going to be, she was like, I think we can get you house hunting by the end of your lease. And I was
oh
like,
my God. From the words of Paris Hilton. That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I'm mm-hmm. glad to hear that.
So
exciting. Cool. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
That's what's going on with
owning land. Oh my God. I mean, uh-huh. A piece of your land. Okay.
Right.
And that's what's going on with us right now, people. It's so good to hear from you from a month ago. So let's get into some pop culture, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let me just say, the past few weeks, or this past month, actually, we had some, you know, shows come back from HBO Max. One of them is the big one, the final season of Hacks.
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, my God. It's such a wonderful show.
What am I going to do with myself?
I'm sure you can figure it out.
Rewatch seasons 1 through 4.
Right. Probably.
That's true.
And then rewatch 5 like you want to. But seriously, I mean, I have to admit, though, I appreciate when a show knows when it's time. And at the direction that they're going and what they're doing, I don't care if I'm spoiling it. Like, you have to watch it if you feel I'm spoiling it. I'm like, ah, Malcolm, are you going to talk about it?
Well,
I'm going to talk about it.
Spoilers.
I know. No, whatever. Just no watch spoilers. It. But anyway.
We have the internet.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, the end goal is for her to do a comedy show at Madison Square Garden. Why Madison Square Garden, you say? Because when a comedian can sell out Madison Square Garden, it is huge, a pinnacle part of their career. So she's trying to do it. And I think that is a great way to end the series. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
How much do you think Madison Square Garden's paid for them to do that?
I'm sure a very pretty penny.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know. I think the other, what was the, there were a bunch of product placements in this last episode. And I was like, wow, okay, they just come and go.
They just come and go. Mm-hmm. But no, I am looking forward to seeing what happens at the end of that show. Another one that came back, like, I think it's 4 or 5 years later, just like from between season 1 and 2, is The Comeback.
What?
You guys know the show The Comeback?
Nope.
See? That's what the problem is. Uh-huh. What's her name from
I'm
Friends?
I'm pretty sure the problem is Phoebe. That I'm white.
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I sent you the meme.
Okay,
I sent you the meme about me being hot. Remember,
yeah,
like he pulls out the fan.
Oh, right. Thanks. And it's not because you're white, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, okay. Anyway.
A little bit because you're
a
white,
little bit, maybe because you're Tom, mm-hmm. but uh-huh. not because you're white.
Fair point. Fair point.
You're kind of busy doing other things. But, but no, the show about her making her comeback because she was in comedies. I forgot what her character's name is, but it's on HBO Max. It's on the third and final season. It's just
weird.
I know, only 3 seasons and this is the final one. But check it out. It is heartfelt. It is funny. It is cute. But it's that dry humor. A lot of people might not like that. I appreciate it. I
know
great.
You don't.
I appreciate humor. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
See, I laughed.
See?
I got it.
That was dry.
You have that at?
Drier than the Sahara.
Drier than your mouth. Okay. Yes. But but I know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And the third show. If you guys haven't been watching this, I guess I appreciate it more because I am a teacher. But Abbott Elementary. Let me tell you, a big thing that happened in Abbott Elementary is the two main characters have broken up. So now they went out to a bar. This last episode, not this week, but the previous week, they went out with their friends and got drunk and stuff. And it was funny as beep. So it was great. It was wonderful. It was awesome. So those are great comedies that are going on right now. So, I know that there was something you wanted to talk about, the testaments.
Oh, you removed it.
I did, but I'm giving you the chance now. So, because you wanted to talk about the testaments, mm-hmm. So go.
I did. I mean, it's out. It's happening.
Uh-huh.
If people don't know, the testaments is
the sequel
to The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Which and is Elizabeth Moss is back on the scene, just producing good content.
Yeah,
I mean, I watch it because I just want to know what happens, and I'm like reading along. I'm reading the book, and I'm, you know, it's not synchronous, but like I'm reading along and I'm watching it, and I'm like, yeah, there's a very particular kind of person who finds this. This universe intriguing. Like, I'm watching it and reading it and consuming it because I'm like, I just want to know what happens next. Like, I want, because like the Handmaid's Tale was kind of like, oh, what's the pathway of resistance? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I watched it. Mm-hmm. And this one is just like, oh, we're in the affirming place. Like, this is a society that people want to be in and are a part of and like are thriving in. Anyway,
that's what we don't want to watch.
Right. Well,
that's what we don't want to see.
It's very triggering for some people.
It could be. Yeah, yes. I can agree. I agree with that.
And but the thing is, like, there is a very chaste, adorable lesbian love story in
Hannah and
Agnes.
Well, yeah, that's her government name,
Right?
The government.
Her given name is Hannah. Yeah, and oh God, what's her name? Anyway,
we don't know the names. You're just gonna have to watch it.
Rebecca, yes, because they're born with different names, and then they're like adopted by these commanders' families, and they're given new names.
Right. Yeah. I know. Okay. The whole.
The patriarchy, if you will.
Anyway. Yes, mm-hmm. We all. Yes.
So anyway, but yeah.
The dance. Have you seen yesterday's episode?
I did.
Okay. The dance scene with all the colors were very I don't know what the word is. Euphemistic.
Oh, okay.
Right. There's the girls are forced to dress in colors pertaining to their relationship to menstruation, which is a whole other world. Yeah.
That's just foul. Especially if they get into puce. Anyway,
there's this ridiculous ceremony where like they go and like they ring a bell and they say a prayer.
Oh yeah, you were talking about the bell.
And like everyone surrounds them and they're like, blessed be the fruit. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I know, blessed be the fruit.
Okay. Well, this is strange.
It's more of a cult than a government.
Right, a cult. There you go.
It is a cult.
Yes. Yeah. Like, anyway, but the toward lesbian love drama persists, which is, I think, the point that Tom was trying to convey.
Yes. The lesbian love.
The queer love will shine through.
Lesbian love. We love lesbians. Okay. I'm going to go next to this one. I am very excited about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2026. Shall we take a look? I say this because it's very, very diverse.
It's just one category, right?
Oh my God, oh my brain. Okay, so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Actually, you can be inducted in, I want to say, three ways. It's either as a performer, musical influence, or like a producer. So you can actually get in any category. So the ones that got in as performers, drum roll, Phil Collins. We all know Phil Collins.
Okay, we're not going through the whole list.
Why not?
Because we have an hour.
Yes, we are. Phil Collins, Billy Idol. I'm just going to go quick. Iron Maiden, finally. Joy Division, New Order, finally. Oasis, what? Sade, Wu-Tang Clan, whoop. Luther Vandross, hey, girl. And then the other ones for influence now.
Celia Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Fela Kuti. Yes. Queen Latifah. Yes. Go on, girl. MC Light. Yes. Work it. Graham Parsons.
Humst.
Linda Creed.
Humst.
And then I think these are for producers. I think Arif Mardin,
okay,
Jimmy Miller, Rick Rubin, though. You do know Rick Rubin, yes?
And Ed Sullivan.
Yes, Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan's show.
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
Yes, he is, but he can still get
in. He's been dead.
He can still get in posthumously.
He's done been dead.
Done been dead for a while. But I'm just going to say sorry to Pink, because Pink was nominated.
He's also dead.
Yes.
Yes, Luther Vandross is
But he's gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we can let him
in. He was a little closeted, though.
He was. It was a sad story. I haven't seen a documentary, though, but I heard about it, and I'm like, oh, it's rough. Mm-hmm. So hats off to Luther Vandross. Never too much, never too much, never too much. Okay, and then we have to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race winner for season 18. Drum roll, please. Mikey Meeks. Congratulations, hooray. Mikey Meeks. I'm very excited about that one. She's very talented. Very talented, very funny. Can do a great Drew Barrymore impersonation.
Yeah, that was her, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I was like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's weird. That's kind of scary. She could take over for Drew Barrymore if she really wanted to. But no, I was very happy with the outcome.
Drew Barrymore calling sick.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore calling sick, hon. And you just have Mikey Meeks. We got to back up. Mm-hmm. But no, congratulations. She definitely deserved it. She only lip synced for her life once just because of that Raida Queen stuff. I can't stand the Raida Queen thing for that, especially on a regular season. I mean, for All Stars, do it. But for regular season, no.
Right, because they're not in a class of like good yet. They're just in a class.
I agree. No, I completely agree. I'm like, why are we doing this Raida Queen stuff for their talent show? Really?
Oh, Raida Cream.
No, Raida Queen, not cream. You know what?
Alfred just gave me the stink eye.
Yeah, he did. I did too. I just gave you the
going around.
That's true.
And last but not least, in pop culture, I just wanted to mention this because I find this man is extremely hot, and I was just so happy that he said this quote.
Well, you can't.
I know, so that I ain't. So here we go. Of course, I've had gay sex. I'm an actor for beep's sake. I've played with everything and everyone.
Yeah.
And that is Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. He said it a while ago.
I don't care when he said it. I was just happy about that. I was like, go ahead, Tom.
And he's settling into middle age, and it's like his working class English roots are settling in his face. I'm like, this would have been helpful to know, 10 years ago.
I know, 10 years ago, but I love it.
No, but,
anyway. he's probably equal opportunist. He likes anyone and
everyone. He's an actor.
He's an actor.
Who came to prominence because of Inception.
Well, and a lot of other things.
Was Inception his first one? I don't think so.
No, but right. It was the thing that
rose
him to fame.
Catapulted, some might say. Launched.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Launch him.
We will be right back after these messages.
Tom.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com. Programming for KFAI is supported in part by The Dakota, presenting Joey Alexander Wednesday, April 29th. Jazz composer and pianist, Joey Alexander takes the Dakota stage with his latest release, Continuance, a blending of post-bop jazz with funk and soul influences. The album shows a high level of interplay among the players while still allowing for improvisation to create a vibe that's jazzy cool. More information about Joey Alexander live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Care. But out here, started like this.
So how's your evening so far?
Don't be a vibe killer.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, and you're listening to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. That was Madonna's newest
Feel So Free.
I'm your co-host Alfred Walkenbull here with Malcolm Lee.
I don't feel free right now.
And Comrade Tom. Why don't you feel free?
Because of what happened in the live feed. Totally forgot about that.
Hi, I'm here too.
Oh, wait, we thought you did. Well, so,
I was quiet, but you cut me off.
I'm sorry, because I heard Alfred ask, like, what?
I thought you were going to do it while I was asking.
Anyway, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We actually do love Comrade Tom. We do. We give him some air time.
Let's try that again. And Comrade Tom.
Hey, everybody.
Yay.
It was a fun song.
Yeah.
Thanks, Madonna.
Thank you, Madonna.
I do think it is a good start. I'm really excited. I love the fact that she's doing a sequel to Confessions on a Dance Floor.
I am too. I like the fact that she's putting out another dance.
Will one of the songs be the Pride Anthem?
Right.
Right.
I don't think it'll be that one, but...
I don't think
but
it's
will
this
it
one.
Be the Pride album?
Oh.
It is coming out July. Well, see, it's coming out not at the beginning of the Pride festivals, but it's July 3rd.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Pride's already happened.
Match. Pride is already happening. So already, she's probably like, already I'm going to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. I feel snubbed.
For shame.
Why do you feel snubbed? You can still buy it.
Yeah, but it comes out after Pride.
Oh, you'll live.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I mean, after like most of the world's prides, right. There are still prides after that.
Yeah, there's a lot
in the hotter states when it gets cooler in September.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I know, right?
They'll be right in time for Palm Springs Pride. right. October.
Right, because that's when all the white people from here go there.
Uh-huh.
True.
That's right.
That is true. All right, well, are we really want to get into our wonderful politics? I mean, you take the lead, Alfred.
I always love...
And I'll take the night shift.
Okay. Well... St. Paul City Council unanimously passes ordinance to strengthen city policies on federal immigration enforcement. Hooray!
What does that mean, Alfred?
The St. Paul City Council unanimously passed Ordinance 2619 to strengthen training, reporting, accountability related to federal immigration enforcement. The ordinance sets clear expectations for city employees, reinforces limits on the use of city resources, and improves transparency for both leadership and community. So basically, St. Paul isn't messing around and is codifying that, like, yep, if ICE shows up again, here's what we do.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jacob Fry can't be bothered.
No, not even...
He can't even be
the most as one of the most influential people.
And you want me to move back into this damn city?
It's one more vote. It's one more vote. It's one more vote. That's how we dismantle the
one
city
vote at a time.
Authoritarianism.
St. Paul, I'm coming to you, baby.
Whoa.
St. Paul.
I mean, it's the hall from Duluth, so. Anyway, that was something worth noting and worth celebrating.
No, that is
way
worth celebrating.
Go, St. Paul.
I mean, because that's good news. Mm-hmm. So, so what is this? FCC wants to gender police kids TV show by adding warnings about trans characters?
Yes.
Wow.
Is it the new FCC star I think it's Brandon Carr.
I think that's his name, Brandon Carr.
But I'm like. But of course, kids' shows have gender ideology and
they're
them.
All
like,
gendered.
How else are we going to be taught about masculinity and femininity?
Right,
and they're all gendered. So, like, maybe we could just like get rid of cartoons.
Stop
or
it.
Kids programming.
No, see, I was so sad when Saturday morning
that's
cartoons
Gilead
haven't
talk.
Got anything. No, is that Gilead talk?
That's Gilead talk.
Welcome to Gilead.
I mean,
talk.
We all have an inner fascist.
It's true.
Well, but no, I miss Saturday morning cartoons. That was like the pinnacle of like family living. Like the family would get together and watch those cartoons.
Both my parents were English ESL speakers because they all spoke Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad would refer to Saturday as Cartoons Day.
Oh, that's so cute. That's cute.
I was like, yay, it's Cartoons Day.
I mean, my dad was on his first nap on Saturday morning cartoons. Because he gets up at like 4:30 in the morning. The first person who stops by for coffee is there by 5. And then he's got like 20 people in the house by like 7:30 and they're all out by 8.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's like... I mean, 20 is probably an exaggeration, but you know.
Yeah. Now they show like a lot of animal stuff.
Right.
You know?
Kratz creatures.
Or something like that. Take care of your pooch. Mm-hmm. Pick up after their poop. So it's like, I don't know.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exciting.
That sounds gay.
But
it is.
It is. I'm convinced Peppa Pig is going to come out here.
Peppa
this
Pig
Pride
coming
season.
Out. And then they're going to have to put the warning.
Uh-huh. Right. Peppa Pig is non-binary.
Oh, so unfortunate. I mean, sorry, kids of this generation. It's not our fault.
Sorry, we let the boomers and the Gen Xers ruin things.
I'm a Gen Xer. We're not.
Yeah, and anyway. You have a lot to account for.
Yeah, a lot to account for this radio show. Anyway. But DFL Humphrey Project was launched to purge DSA leftists from the party and went over like a fart in church.
It was terrible. My thing is, like, I'm not deep in DFL politics. I go to the conventions and I support my candidates, but like, I am not in on like the caucuses and that drama. Mm-hmm. But apparently, the Jacob Fries, I am struggling hard not to drop the F-bomb whenever I talk about this, because this is
because this is our radio show, not our podcast, but if you want us to drop the F-bomb, you want to hear us drop the F-bomb and the S-bomb and all those other bombs, the podcast. Anyway, go.
Yes. Form this group called the Humphrey Project, which is kind of like, I think they thought of it as like the Lincoln Project, only in reverse, which is so bass-ackward to me, because like the Humphrey Project was supposed to basically like bring people back to the big tent DFL and like we welcome moderates. What they were actually trying to do is like push out DSAers, because like the DSA has been infiltrating the DFL. DSA, which is Democratic Socialists of America, have been I shouldn't even say infiltrating. It's like it's a bunch of young Democrats who got very disillusioned, you know, around about 10 years ago with the DFL party line, and were like, okay, well, we're going to be socialists. And then like got organized, and like to their credit, here's to their credit, Tom, this is how I have grown. When they first started this, first started this mess, I was a DFL like and Democrat like middle of the road person, and I was like, if you're gonna organize, you should organize yourself first, and then, you know. And now I'm like, oh, but you did organize. Good work. Good for you. Yes. And so the Humphrey Project was like basically the Republican wing of the DFL being like, we need to drive out these radical leftists. And so they launched it, and the website like went back, like opened and then closed within 13 hours.
Why are they arguing amongst themselves?
And then the Stonewall DFL caucus and my DFL, my young DFL, and like a bunch of like progressive DFL caucuses got together and like came out in a statement that was like, no, 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 none of that. We are not having any of that. And so then, yeah, so far it has been shut down.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the drama in the DFL.
Wow, drama in the DFL.
It's the perpetual, like...
It's those progressives that gave us... That's why we have the problems now.
I mean...
Democrats for life!
Right, like the thing that everyone says who becomes conservative later is like, well, you get older, the more older you get, the more conservative you get. I'm like, no, I think the more closed-minded you get when you get older if you don't embrace change.
Right, and that's
like
the thing.
They're denying how brains work.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people as they get older, they don't like change, and if you're not going to embrace it, that's how
and
you
that's
feel. It's
these,
not being conservative.
That's what these moderates have done. They've just like seen the change happening. They're like, no, not this DFL. This is not the DFL I signed up for. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. That's literally probably what your grandparents would have said when they started allowing black people.
Yeah, it's with more cinnamon now. Uh-huh.
And queers.
And queers.
Anyway, I just had to.
No, this is cool. Thank you for Edge and McCain.
There's nothing official. Like, I found this out on Facebook, and I was like, oh, this is.
You were looking for the dirt.
Yes. I was like, ooh, this is dirt.
Give me the drama.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
There's drama in every party, so there's drama in Democrats, so there you go. Mm-hmm.
Queer news.
Weird news. Now, speaking of Madison Square Garden,
I know, right?
This sucks. But Madison Square Garden's security allegedly tracked a trans woman's movements, including bathroom breaks, down to the second.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, give it to us.
Well, essentially, the Wired magazine broke the story about MSG's security system tracking like all sorts of people, and Jim Dolan, who is the owner of lots of things, is like just like I don't like trans people, and they didn't want this person who isn't named. I mean, they have a synonym or
alias.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, protect their privacy and whatnot, but. Yeah, and then banned her from the MSG eventually.
Why?
And they tracked her for like 2 years, and it was like, but there's what? Like dossiers on these people. Like they
just
can...
because she was trans.
Mm-hmm.
They well, just because she was trans.
And trans and probably could afford things because they she was like sitting next to Celebrity Row. Or a place called, that they considered
but,
like.
But what does that get? That's just dumb.
Trans people aren't ridden, can't afford those sorts of things.
Trans people, gay people, none of us can afford those things.
There must be something illegal going on there. See, that's the.
See, that's the. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
That's
no,
what
you're
do.
Right. That's what they do. You know, so, that's why they're bad people. How can they afford that? I don't
so
know,
it sort of feels
dedication?
Like hacks should do a bit.
Okay, they might.
On the security system.
Write them furiously and be like,
yes. Yeah, it'd be interesting if they do because, you know, the owner of MSG in the show, you know, they had to fight her and everything. So they might do that. Who knows? They might mm-hmm. do that. So
yeah,
it'd be good.
Jim Dolan also owns the Knicks and Radio City Hall.
I love Radio another, City like, Music Hall.
Other such prominent, a great venue. Prominent venues.
I love the Rockettes. Mm-hmm. Kick those legs, Rockettes.
That felt newsy.
That is newsy.
Politic-y.
Thank you. No, it is. Thank you.
But it's all politics.
Yes.
Yes. That's and then this one is kind of disturbing. U.S. Appeals Court lifts block on moving trans women to men's prisons despite the violent risk.
Wow. Yeah.
So like in 2025, Trump was like, let's move them into the men's prisons.
Uh-huh.
And then someone... sued and got it blocked, and that stood for a while, but now that right. decision has been overturned.
Can I just say that it's very hard to not curse when you bring up
right?
I just want to point that out. It's just like this. I mean, I feel for you, Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I feel for you now. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I completely get it because anytime, it makes no sense. Like, yes, they are incarcerated. Yes, there are yes, they're criminals, what have you. But they are people. Mm-hmm. They are human beings. There is no reason whatsoever for this to be allowed. I'm sorry. It just it's so frustrating, and I just don't understand why people want to be in the trans community business so much. Let them live their lives. Mm-hmm. Let them be who they be. It's like a change. Well, no,
they
they've always
any
been
money
around.
Attacking gays anymore.
Right.
Right.
I guess that's what it is. So let's attack somebody else. Right. Another group. Another marginalized group.
And the gays can't be bothered.
It's
not. Well, we just have a different impact in the fundraising world
indeed.
For Republicans.
Yeah.
We're not the wedge issue anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the gays got marriage and all turned Republican.
Oh, I mean the white ones did that live out in the burbs.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Anyway.
But you know, you wonderful log cabin Republicans. We love you so much.
Which they're not even Republicans, right? They're just log cabins.
Well, they're not even allowed in under
they're
the
not
Republican
even allowed
Party.
Anymore, but they still it's kinda like the thing with what's her name? Oh my God, trans woman that was the Olympian, Olympic swimmer, Jenner.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, with going on with her, it's like, oh my God, Trump, please help us, you know, by tech. And then Loba, you still love him? Like, we told you, I am losing empathy for those who are affected by the changes that have come. Even after you voted for him. I'm sorry. I'm really trying to feel for you, but I'm also just immediately automatically saying, we told you so.
The only lock I have on any of it is, it was put out on Facebook as like, we all hate Caitlyn Jenner, but that's not a reason to misgender her. I'm like, that's my minimum. That's my bare minimum. It's like, yep.
Yeah.
Terrible person. Terrible human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
a woman.
We're still not going to engage in trans misogyny.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a woman. No, you woman. We got you, but you... Oh.
It's a class thing. It's a class thing. It really is just a class thing.
I guess
okay.
Because I think they have enough money to be above.
Yeah, but he still hasn't helped you, has he?
He has not.
So, there you go.
DJT.
Ignorance is bliss. But anyway.
Anywho.
So that is the queer news.
I mean, there's a lot more out there, but, you know, it's what
it's
we
all on the internet. That's all we have time.
It's what we could cover.
That's what we could cover right now in the time that we got, people. Man, we can't do everything.
Yeah. So, who's excited for Dining Out for Life?
Me.
Yes. Where are we going? Where are we going?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I mean, let's check it out.
I'm not about the saloon this year, for obvious reasons.
We never went to the saloon.
I'm just saying. It's one of the things that, like, Michael will bring up and be like, let's go to the saloon.
Michael
like,
brings that up?
Sometimes. Usually takes us to, like, Pizza Luce.
Right. No. Well, it's because, well, I shouldn't say he's done that. He hasn't done that in years. But, weird. Like, when we first started going out to Dining Out for Life, he'd be like, the saloon gives 100%. And now I'm just like, the saloon gives 100% to their lawyers to defend them from discrimination lawsuits. Yeah.
So, are we sticking to, like, Minneapolis, or do we want to do, like, St. Paul as well? Because all I'm seeing is a lot of Minneapolis.
Where are our listeners go? Where, if you're listening, drop us a comment on our Facebook page.
You could.
If you're on the Discord chat, feel free to let us know where you would go for Dining Out for Life.
It'll give us some ideas, because we usually go together. Did that sound convincing, people? We do.
It's a fun time.
It is a fun time.
Where is that one place in St. Paul, in, like, Como? It's long, winding.
Oh, right. I know what you're talking about.
It's like Nico Tacos.
Nico
Tacos was in
the Finnish pub.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the one.
But I don't think they're on the list anymore.
Oh, ooh, no. Brasa Rotisserie is good.
Hello.
St. Paul, hey.
Give me some meat.
Give me the meat.
Mm-hmm. So, Dining Out for Life goes to support our friends at
The Aliveness Project.
The Aliveness Project, thank you. I wanted to call them their previous name, and then I was like, nope, that's not what they're called anymore.
Oh, Eagles, 100%.
They've always been The Aliveness Project.
Well, they emerged. Remember when they were Minnesota AIDS Project, MAP, and then... What was the one before? Anyway.
Guys, I have an idea.
Yeah.
The Eagle is 100%. And what happens on Thursdays?
Trivia!
I'm just saying.
You might get Alfred to commit.
Can you commit, Alfred? Maybe. We got second place without you, but with you, I'm sure we can get first.
Has anyone ever been...
I thought you were going to say, I'm sure we can get third.
I didn't want to be that much of an ass, but I almost did it. I was like, I almost did it.
Has anyone been to the Clapping Monkey?
I can say no.
Yes. No, I think I have.
The Clapping Monkey House of Coffee in Fridley.
Yes. I have been to the Clapping Monkey House of Coffee.
I'm like...
Yes, I have.
Is this place racist? Are we allowed to go there?
No. It's
good noticing. Good noticing.
I know it's
Tom.
Not, but that's where my like brain and body went.
I'm glad that you're aware, but no, it's not.
It feels weird.
No, the Clapping Monkey is not. It's got coffee. No, I like the Clapping Monkey. Clap, clap.
Mm-hmm. You do like the clap.
No, ew.
Okay.
Ew. See, you had to go there. You nasty.
You
started
it.
Oh, speaking of, we should probably play a message by our friends at the Red Door.
Clap.
At the Red Door. Anyway. Kidding. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Does your car drive more stress than miles? If your vehicle costs you more time and money than it's worth, consider donating it to KFAI. Not only will you avoid the hassles of repairs and selling, but you'll also be making a meaningful contribution to KFAI. The process is simple and free, and your generous donation is tax deductible. Just call 855-277-2346 or donate online at kfai.careasy.org.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting a double album release party with Robot Slide and Spaceport Friday, May 1st. Local bands Spaceport and Robot Slide come together to co-headline this show, celebrating the release of their new albums, Cut the Lake and Chimps. They'll be playing musical chairs on stage with two mixed sets, collaborating and sharing members to bring a unique mix of indie rock and psychedelic pop to the Cedar stage. More information about Robot Slide and Spaceport's double album release show is available at thecedar.org.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Wool, here with Malcolm Lee.
Booda, 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 booda.
And Comrade Tom.
Yes.
See? Okay, you get on us about cutting you off before, and then now you didn't say nothing.
I was like, are you doing a bit? Are you doing a bit?
I mean, I am glad you think so highly of me.
Is this a hazing? Am I being hazed?
That was so funny. Uh-huh. It was like, wow, he really giving us a cold shoulder after that last one. Jeez.
I was distracted.
I bet you were.
Indeed. So, yes. So, looking forward to dining out for life.
Yes, dining out for life. I haven't heard it, but yes, The Clapping Monkey, I just reminded you. Yes, it's by the two guys. I forgot their names, but they're two gay guys that own the antique shop.
Oh.
I think it's like Wild Antique. I forgot what it is, but it's in Fridley, and I've drank. That's how I know The Clapping Monkey, and their drinks are good.
Uh-huh.
They are. The Clapping Monkey is good, so that's an idea. I mean,
is there alcohol there, too?
Oh, good question. I don't think so. So, I mean,
so you know, get a little buzz and then go antique shopping.
Last time I was in Fridley was to pick up a hookup, so I wouldn't be the person.
Several
to ask.
Times.
Several times. Look, it was fun.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
It was a good time. Everyone was satisfied.
I don't know. Eric, I don't know where we're going. We're trying to figure it out.
Anyway, the last news of the show is everybody heard the news that the Twin Cities Pride Grand Marshal is.
Our community.
Hooray. Yay for us. We did good.
Because we fought back.
Yes.
Yes, that is so cool that the community itself are the Grand Marshal because we did fight back. We fought back hard, and not only the country but the world saw us fight back. So hats off to the community for doing what they do best.
It's a much deserved honor.
I believe so too. I think so too. So that'd be cool. That Grand Marshal reception though, that's gonna be a party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, there's a party?
Yeah, there's a Grand Marshal reception.
There's always a party.
There's always a party.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know.
I shall go this year.
Yes.
Yes, you should. You're part of the community.
I shall strongly consider it. Yes.
See, exactly. That's why you don't get invited to stuff anyway. But yes, please, on Facebook, let us know. Where should we go to for Dining Out for Life? We don't know. Well, I don't know.
You've spent another wonderful hour here with us at Fresh Fruit. Thank you, Miguel. Thank you, Nora. Thank you, Ellie, for working for the community. Yeah,
keeping us together.
Yeah,
getting us together with love, peace, and happiness.
All right. Well,
that's a stretch.
Have a good evening. Stay tuned for Trapporamo. Pa. Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever.
So much.